Peace be upon you. For today's podcast, we have the third part of Dr. Ashad Khalifa's What Life is All About. God willing, we will begin where the last podcast left off.
I'm not talking about something over there in heaven, somewhere where you have to die first, stay in the grave millions of years, and then get resurrected in order to be in paradise and all that. I'm talking about happiness, victory, success, the real thing here. In this world, it's just like I mentioned earlier, like the combination. You turn that combination to the right, left, and so on in the correct numbers, and you open it and you have the treasure. Now, you do the specific procedure just like a cookbook recipe. It's just as simple as that. I'm not exaggerating. God told us exactly how to do it, what to do, and what to say, and the combination is very specific. You do it and you get the results. As you see, it's been all common sense. And this is why you ought to believe me. Why should you believe me, by the way? Let me ask that question. Why should you believe me? You should believe me because when you discuss this matter with me, if we meet in person, I'll show you tangible evidence and you will see that we have a mathematically coded message from God. You will see the physical evidence. If you don't see it, just leave. I mean, you don't have to take it. You look at the evidence, you see it is tangible, concrete, and you see the results, and you visualize the whole thing. I mean, it will be in front of you. There is no imagination or speculation or conjecture. This is the real thing. And from the beginning of this program to the end, it is all common sense, isn't it? Now, who would be the most authoritative source to give you this kind of information? The Creator, the one who created your soul, the one who breathed into Adam from his breath. Your soul is a piece of God, and the source of all this information is God. And you will see it supported by physical evidence. This is a new stage in human history, and you can be one of the pioneers to discover this. The discovery, by the way, is very recent. And maybe 50 years from now, everybody will know about it. But right now, only select few, the elite of the elite, knows it. And you can be one of those. God willing, it will be known in a shorter time than 50 years. But you can grasp this opportunity now. You live in this world only one life. And then we go on to the, we move on to a new stage. The eternal real life, where everyone is assigned a rank and a position depending on how much you nourished your real self. Can you hire a child as a pilot or an engineer? You can't. Therefore, you have to develop the real person and grow and nourish in order to be strong enough for the eternal real life that will come after this world. And then you'll be assigned a prominent rank. And like I said, you don't have to wait for that. Happiness, real happiness, and the consequences of nourishing your soul begin right here. God's promises have to be a fact. And God says He promises those among you who believe and live a righteous life that they will be sovereigns on earth, kings and queens on earth. And when God says that He promises, it is done. What I told you is a very condensed summary of this major historical event. Needless to say, there is a lot of detail that anyone can come and see me and talk about it and discuss it. They can demand the proof. Where is the physical evidence, the concrete, tangible evidence you're talking about? They can come and ask me that, and I will show it to them. And then they can make the decision themselves. They have got nothing to lose. And this is all free. I never ask them for a penny. So, they can come and see me at in Tucson at 739 East 6th Street. Or better yet, call and make an appointment, and I will sit with them and show them the proof. The telephone number should be shown at the end of this program. It is 791-3989. And it could be the most important step they have made in their life. And it results from the realization that we are not just walking zombies, we're not just bodies walking around with nothing in them.